Dang, so close.
The one arm reach is considered by many to be one of the toughest games in the Native Youth Olympics. And this year, it was dominated by girls from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
She actually hit the ball in that last one, just didn't maintain her balance after the reach.
That's Bethel coach Tommy Bayayak. In the one arm reach, balance is crucial. A ball made of sealskin is suspended above the athlete, who is perched on one hand. A judge lies on the floor checking to make sure that no other part of the body but the hand touches the floor while the athlete reaches for the ball overhead. Joe Beth Stewart of Bethel came in third, reaching 56 inches. Chantal Snyder from Quick-Gillingock watched, along with her coach, who is her upa. That's grandfather in Yupik. Chantal and her upa discussed the competition in Yuktung. Chantal has an advantage. The one-hand reach is a family tradition.
It's in my genes, I think. It's been passing down from my sister to me. My little sister, Delores, she's 7 years old, and she's already inspired by how one arm is to us.
Long reaches can throw athletes off balance. To get more height, some balance on their knuckles instead of their hand. Chantal, however, uses a unique approach. She harnesses the strength of her thumb and fingers to push higher, gaining a few extra inches, while maintaining a more stable platform to hold her legs off the floor while she reaches.
It looks like it's a flat hand, but I raise it up on my thumb for a higher height. I'm not using my palm to balance.
No one taught her this technique.
My sister used to do the knuckle, but I taught myself to use my thumb and my other fingers.
And it works.
And taking the gold medal all the way back to the Lower Kuskokwim School District, reaching 58 inches, Chantel Snyder.
I'm able to tell my sister that I beat her record because I've been working hard to reach that 58 inches that she's been trying to reach ever since she was in high school. And I have to tell her I tried reaching 59.
Chantel Snyder has a 4.0 grade average. She also understands the need to support others. When her friend Caitlin Paul was struggling in the 2-foot high kick, Snyder massaged her arms to get her to relax before facing a tough opponent. It was not enough. Caitlin Paul came in second behind the indomitable Alexandria Ivanov from the Bering Strait School District. Allie is an outstanding athlete, taking 3 first-place ribbons in the scissors broad jump, the 1-foot and 2-foot high kick. She came in second in the kneel jump. Nick Hansen, better known as the Eskimo Ninja on the Ninja Warrior television show, was her coach.
You're so high. Yeah, but you're jumping so high, go straight instead. Okay. Jump straight up instead, okay?
Not only did Ivanov win the 2-foot high kick, she kept going, looking for a personal best by using Hansen's suggestion to pull her arms down when she jumped.
Yeah, it's gonna help get my hips above, basically get my hips above my body so I don't fold over in half and then stop right where I'm level.
Hansen also told her to kick with joy. It worked.
75 inches. Yeah, feels good.
The 2-foot high kick at 6 feet 5 inches was way above her head. Allie Ivanov also took a first place Saturday in the 1-foot high kick, leaving with another personal best at 91 inches. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.